Hey, everybody.
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And we're back down here in the helm. And episode number 44.
It's a rowdy crowd in here.
Yeah, it is a rowdy crowd. Yeah. We're going to need a bouncer down here pretty soon.
Right on.
I don't got a problem with that. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We do have a lot of fun people down here. It's going to be a really good time. And we have a special guest, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, in the house. And we're just waiting on the infamous Louie Longmire to come down here. And then we're going to talk to him and hear a few songs. We're looking forward to that.
Yes, we are.
Shows. Philly, been to any lately?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of good shows.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Oh, I don't know. What are you talking about?
No. You're out every night.
Where did I go?
I don't know.
I don't even remember anymore. I saw Mike Kirkendall Monday night at Landmark. His monthly first Mondays has become kind of a can't miss. Fantastic performance by Mike and a guy who sits in on lead guitar with him. It's just really cool. Mike plays like trap kit with guitar and puts his own spin on a lot of really interesting covers. So it's just a cool, and then his own shit is fantastic. So Mike's the man. We play him on the show, and we got to get him in as a guest one of these days.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, cool Kirkendall show the other day. I saw Res Electrics. Res Electrics Friday night with Scotty's new country band. Scotty from Spirit Lakes Country Band, Stars
Scott
of Cascadia.
Jeffries. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, new Res Electrics material and ridiculous. Those guys were just on fire, man. Tate was wearing the ugliest Philly find in the history of man.
Excellent.
And he had the guts to go up there and like this orange pattern thing that's just hilarious. Nobody would wear it in public, and
right.
He wore it with like a pair of 70s Hager slacks and just and with this kind of porn stash he's got going and the hair. I mean, he was just looking rad. And just,
he's auditioning for Sturgill Simpson's band is
yeah.
What he's doing.
right.
Yeah, he's one of the few guys we know who's got the chops to do that, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Great player and great our old pal Tate.
Cool.
You guys will remember him from an episode last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
What about you, Mike? Been out and about?
The only show I've seen was Fugazi.
Oh, yeah, your buddy.
Yeah, the Fugazi tribute band, which was awesome. The Guided by Voices tribute band, not so much.
Oh.
Giant Bug Village?
Yeah.
Right.
It was like a drunk fat Richard Branson as the lead singer.
Oh.
It was really, really obnoxious. So it was really hard to come. If anyone knows this band, I'm sorry, I just insulted him, but I can't help myself.
I actually do. So no. It's just you're awesome, Mike. That's hilarious.
I do know those guys.
I do. I know.
So
I
you
know
just insulted
singer.
Philly.
And he's a hell of a singer. He's got a great voice.
No, nothing against his voice. I'm not the biggest Guided by Voices fan to begin with. So.
Right. There you go.
So having to listen to fat drunk Richard Branson sing it was more, even worse.
I gotta get on the record. I haven't told anybody this too, but Fugazi.
Yes.
I was in a bar the other day and somebody was playing like the Fugazi Pandora channel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me recommend that to everybody. If you get control of Pandora and really just want to put on the Fugazi Pandora channel, it rocks.
Excellent.
You'll get some nice yummy stuff.
And no matter what station you have it on, U2 always comes up.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
What?
No matter what station, U2 always is the most.
Nah, not on this station.
He doesn't come up with my Jambalaya station, I can tell you that.
My Zydeco station, there ain't no U2 on there.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Come on.
They own half the world. What do you?
Well, you know, they are from, you know,
hey, can we get some U2?
Yeah, right.
Let's get some U2 on here.
Yeah, let's put some U2 on there.
Right.
That?
We'll book it, Jenny
U2's
Don't and the Spurs with some U2.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, that's why I listen to Pandora.
There you go.
For my right ear U2 fix.
Right on.
So you can just open your iTunes up and they already popped their CD in there for you.
Yeah.
Do that.
So hard to remove.
We
got to
figure out how we can do that with the podcast.
Yeah.
People just
open
turn
up,
it on.
Podcast is on there.
Yeah. It's already playing.
That's a good idea.
And there's no escape. There's no turning it off.
Let's figure this out.
That would be perfect.
We need a nerd in our crew to do that stuff.
Right on.
Let's get to the bottom point, though. Big, big announcement this week.
Yep.
The Wildwood Music Festival lineup has been dropped.
Yes, it has.
And as we mentioned in our post earlier this week, we have been tight-lipped about this. We, you know, we're behind-the-scenes people. We know what's going on before the public.
We're big.
We're huge.
Huge in Belgium.
In Uruguay.
We're huge in, what is it?
Belgium.
Willamina.
Yeah.
Willamina, yeah.
In Willamina, yeah.
Willamina
Sheridan
County.
Sheridan is all about that Much Further West podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, we're really stoked because, again, just a great lineup. Katie's just doing her magic again, so we're so excited. Mike? Who's headlining?
Slim Cessna's Auto Club.
Yeah, Mike just went into Orgasmatron when he heard that they were playing. Good Luck Thrift Store is playing. The full band, outstanding. They actually herded these cats, yes. Mike, as Mike would put it. And also, we're going to get some Willie T. Taylor solo out of that, which is, as you all remember last year, was absolutely one of the highlights.
Will be again.
Is there a Bloodshot Record artist coming this year?
Yeah, Bandidos.
Bandidos
are on the bill this year. Yep. And their new record will be coming, I think, in May.
May.
It's coming.
Yeah.
They just released a single.
Yeah.
So it's
hard to find that stuff
close.
Now. Yeah.
Out on Bloodshot and Bandidos, they look like a fun live band.
I'm looking forward to that show.
We'll hit the pit and do some dancing for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of live, Reverend Deadeye.
That'll be good.
Holy smokes. Yeah. And Mike, what do you know about this, Broken Spirits?
I have a couple of their CDs. It's pretty awesome. I just haven't given it the attention that I've always needed to give it.
Yeah.
But Reverend Deadeye is just such a great guy and such an amazing performer on his own. So.
Right.
But, he's traveling with the band, so that makes it good. Oh, our buddy Matt Woods.
Matt Woods. He was actually the first person. When the festival ended last year, Matt Woods was already, on for 2015. So we're stoked. We don't know what incarnation of Matt Woods is coming out here, but
that makes
one way or another, it's going to be great.
Happy Philly.
Yeah.
Hopefully Larry will make the trip out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe we get him a slot doing some stand-up.
Yeah.
When it's all done and said and you're still awake and a little stoned, he can just go up there and do 15 minutes.
He can do the fire pit stand-up show.
Oh, shit. That would be excellent.
Yeah, man.
Seriously, that would be excellent.
He's pretty seriously funny. Good, man. I saw some of his video recently, and
it's not
the
a
real
joke.
Deal.
Yeah, he's totally funny.
Not only is he the funniest guy we've ever had on this show, I didn't know anything that he was actually a comedian, right? But we're just like cracking us up that night, Mike at Dante's.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with him, and it's like, this guy is genuinely super funny. And sure enough, he's like,
stand-up comedian.
Stand-up.
I'm going to blow through these really quick. Holy Ghost Electric Show, Run on Sentence, Jacob Miller and the Bridge City Crooners, Wild Rabbit, Jeffrey Martin, Rattlesnake Milk, Big Harp, Emily Herring, woohoo! Nathan Kalish and the Last Callers, Jackalope Saints, they were there year two, I believe.
Yep.
Sammy Brew, excited.
Acoustic Noir.
Acoustic Noir, almost passed it, sorry. At Deadwood Standing, Earl Thomas, fantastic, with Joe McMurrian again. That was absolutely stellar highlight from last year, that Sunday morning coming down.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously good. And Skybound Blue. Also, for the kiddies out there who listen to our show, Red Yarn is going to be there again.
For the kids that listen to our show, your parents are bad, bad people.
Tell them to turn this fucking show off. All right. Should we play some music?
Sure.
Unless anybody got anything?
No, that's good.
We're excited about Wildwood, so you're going to hear a lot about that from now through July, so get ready for all that business. And let's see, we're going to get back. Phil, you got some songs here. You got a little 3-in-a-row Amarillo business.
I do. Well, our friend Shelby, who's here tonight, requested a song by Lil Cap and Travis. So she's got me stoked and listening to that Austin band a little bit because they have steel guitar. Shell, I'm not sure there's a ton of steel on this thing, but by the end of this set, you'll hear plenty, so it'll be fine. And then I think there's a Ryan Colwell song in there.
Amarillo.
Brand new record. Moreland was saying, you got to get this record. Max Porter was saying, you got to get this record. I'm like, we got to play it on the show. So I went and looked it up. And then after getting on a little Amarillo kick, it was time for some Emmylou. So there you go. And that's got some steel on there for you, Sean.
Yeah.
Some badass.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
At the crack of 2:30, bad taste in my mouth and my tongue's feeling dirty. Light up a smoke without even saying a word. Look at my clothes, wonder where I've been. Thinking about breakfast, it's a six pack again. Cause Amarillo ain't pretty unless it's a little bit blurred. Yeah. around town, we got nothing to do. I got an idea and it's a trip we're gonna have to make. So we go to the place, yeah, you know the name. If you said the big text, and yet one in the same. And watch some guy throw up a 72-ounce steak. Two warrants out and whiskey in my cup. Pull into a tootin' totem and get me a few more beers. Look at my watch, it'll be daylight soon. We're at the Cadillac Ranch, barking at the moon. My days may seem boring, but just think about my years. Most.
How are we doing, boys?
Hey, yeah, welcome back.
We're here in the helm.
Hey, live. Philly. Philly, nice. I like that. you know what's great? You don't get to see this. Obviously, you just heard a bunch of music, but My Life in Amarillo, little Captain Travis.
Yeah.
Everybody went quiet and was just listening to the song. Like, yeah. Who is this? What is it?
People in the room dug it.
Yeah.
Shelby really picked cool. that? Or yeah, Shelby suggested?
She was saying, hey, have you ever heard of little Captain Travis? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, give them a spin, dude. They got some killer steel.
Yeah.
And
she's a great steel player in her own right.
And when my, yes, Shelby's a terrific steel player.
Yes, she is.
And Shelby Farrar, our buddy of the Hoot family. And so I went digging in, and I'm like, oh, if Shell's coming over tonight, we should share one of these, because they're fun. I mean, you turn it on, it's a fun band. I'd love to, love to see these guys.
Everybody just down the line was like, oh, that sounds really good. So it was really good.
Right on.
Nice little tie-in, too, the Amarillo. And Amy Lou, seriously, why aren't we playing more stuff like that?
Well.
But we need to.
We are.
Looping that. Philly's like, I just did.
We just did, man. Yeah. Get off Philly's back,
oops,
dude.
I crap my pants. And I just did.
How do you know about oops, I crap my pants?
What are you talking about?
Them. And I just did.
And I just did.
Right on. Well, we're going to be getting Jenny Don't and the Spurs up here a little later.
Yep.
Which will be great.
Just waiting on one more player to come in the house.
Not talking about you, Louis Longmire, or anything. But he was doing the happy hour show, and it finished at 8, and then he's got to do his high fives out the door.
Yes.
So
he's got to square with the band.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
He gets the wad of cash and he's got to go distribute.
Yeah, and the pound of coke.
Yeah.
So can I interject a quick?
Yes.
All right. First of all, I want to say best wishes to Harrison Ford, and I hope he's okay.
Yes, please.
He's in a plane crash today.
Yep. I heard that.
He's in critical condition. Because he's Han Solo after all.
It is Han Solo. I was thinking the same thing. What if we had to say Han Solo is dead?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
And then I also want to tell people to stop with these fucking death hoaxes things. The first thing I saw when I turned off Facebook Willie Nelson was dead.
Yeah.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
And then it was a hoax. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to fucking beat somebody now because that was the worst way to start the day.
Yeah.
So.
Not cool.
Yeah. So stop that.
I added one more song to the playlist, and it's Willie Nelson at the very last.
Yeah, Willie Nelson isn't dead.
And it's our big fuck you to whoever does that shit.
Yeah, it was MSNBC. Did you see that?
Yeah, instead of NBC.
So somebody made this fake page, missed it by one letter.
Well, no, they have to do that so they don't get...
Well, of course, but I'm just saying, but somebody did that. Fuckers.
And what about, let's say you're one of the people who we know and are friends with who bought Willie Nelson tickets earlier in the day.
Yeah, for Alan. You know, for Alan.
It was like, that just went on sale for the summer show out
that's
here
right,
in
the
Portland.
Stuff. Yeah,
with Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Yeah.
And there was like, hey, everybody, you got to rally get these tickets.
Refund.
And then I'm like, no fucking way. Willie Nelson, no way.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed. But then it turned out. Like, first thing I did is straight went to Google and put his name in. There's nothing else.
Nothing about it.
I was like, God. Damn
exactly
it.
What I did. Yeah, hoax. That happened really quick too, man. That was so fast. Also, you know, this show comes out on Mondays.
It was a hoax.
But you know, for those of you in the know, we kind of record this on Thursdays. Happy birthday, Austin Lucas.
Yes, happy birthday, sir.
Austin Lucas.
Technically, it's his birthday today as we're speaking. But so
he's over
March the 5th.
He's over in Europe.
He's back.
Oh, he's back now.
He's back. He's tired.
Yeah,
But did you see all the pictures? His family had been sending him pictures of him as a kid.
Oh, I saw.
And he's been posting them on Facebook. They're hilarious.
He's that kid.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's got like the rainbow jumper on, and it's just like it's so funny, right? Because you know him as kind of you know him as Austin, right?
Yeah.
But that's great. The human side of him. He's a sweet guy, and we love him on the show, and we've talked to him several times. It's been great. So, one more time around the sun, Austin. Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday.
All right. So, looks like we're at my songs. Guess what my theme is?
Wildwood.
Thank you.
I was going to go with the Wildwood theme, but I knew you were.
Yeah, I beat you to it, suckers.
Well, that's what happens when you put them in 2 hours before the show. You kind of lose your options on themes, especially if somebody already did them.
Yeah.
Jerk face.
So I'm sure by the time we finish this little round, Louis will be in the house and I'll sit up and we'll sit down with Jenny Don't and the Spurs, which we're excited to have them in the house.
Yes.
Make some noise. Woo! See, we told you there were people in here. We weren't joking anymore. So I'm just going to run down it real quick. I got Slim Cessna. I got the Good Luck Thrift Store outfit, Matt Woods, and Emily Herring. And we'll obviously be playing a lot more of all the other bands coming up.
I can't wait to hang around with Emily Harry.
I know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wildwood, we're going to party.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun.
Excellent.
All right, we're back into it. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
sinking. A million miles from you, what was I thinking? Hope I'm not too late to roll.
Drunk we got last yard till the early morning light. Got the rest of our lives to wonder if our living right now is right. We're just drinking to forget how drunk.
Back in. That was a great little set. Bands that are playing the Wildwood Festival this year?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
The lineup was just announced, and we mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah,
this year of 2015.
The one coming up.
You know, that other intro was a lot better.
Let's restart this.
I think we're going with this one because that's more our style.
10-4, good buddy.
Yeah. So anyways.
Works and all, folks. Works and all.
Slim Cessna's Auto Club, Good Luck Thrift Store Outfit, Matt Woods, and Emily Herring. If you want to see all those people on one bill, we will be at the Wildwood Festival this year.
July 17th through the 19th at Wilhelmina.
Louie, you were Louis there last year.
Yeah, Louie.
You had a good time.
Louie is in the house, everybody. It's Jenny Doughton Spurs.
Yes.
Are here with us.
Very excited. We are going to actually talk
a little bit. Yeah, are we going to visit with these guys?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into
right
it.
Right on. Well, Jenny, say hello. Let's hear you.
Is Jenny here?
Yeah.
Here I am.
There you go.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
That sounds great. Right on. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Right on. I'm just going to cut to the chase here with these guys. Sam and Jenny, you're already in the best band in town. Why would you have another band? enough. Right on. No, I just, but Jenny, exploring another side to your music now.
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to play to a different crowd and play different venues and try and keep it, you know, this town, like I've been telling Louie and Sam too, and meeting Louie. There's tons and tons of musicians in this town, so it's really flattering to be able to work with people from all kinds of different, you know, all sides of the spectrum. So, and it's cool that Sam does both things too, so we can do both kinds of bands together. Cool. So it's pretty cool.
Well, for my arcane reference, these guys play in a band called Don't.
Yep.
It's a fun surf garage punk band. I don't know what would be the best way to describe it. Just a great rock and roll band.
Thanks.
And having seen you guys play, I love your record, and I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
So to have you guys down here is a thrill for me. But I'm really digging the Jenny Don't stuff, the Spurs stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, this has been great.
I've been having a lot of fun playing it also. I know Kelly is bummed that he couldn't be here tonight. We're missing one member this evening. But same thing, he plays in another band called Problems, and they're in France this evening. So,
right on.
Or today, I guess. Now.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's horrible.
poor Kelly.
How could he not make it here?
No.
Seriously, jerk.
We're going to have a serious talk.
Once again, the That Much Further West jet is just
unused.
Idling over there.
Yeah. Idling at PDX,
Unreal.
Right on. Well, to just kind of give us a little background about what kind of went into putting together what we call just kind of a straight out country band.
I've always, how does it come? I really like old country stuff. I like listening to Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and Ernest Tubb. And I wanted to play music that's really stripped down, because I feel like a lot of rock and roll comes from roots country to, you know, the original. And I just like enjoy playing it. I like writing it. And I feel like there's nothing worse than listening to a country band and having it not really feel like a country band. Right. You know, like I feel like listening to a country band, you want to like feel like you're like, oh, I'm on a horse. I'm an outlaw and I'm out in the desert.
Right.
So, so that's where my inspiration comes. So, and I enjoy writing the music, and I enjoy when people are like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm into it. And so luckily enough, I've found people that are on the same page and enjoy playing it as much as me.
Really cool.
And you guys, listening to it. Yeah.
And you guys have made some recordings.
Yeah. We were just trying to figure out what the year was for the first, I think 2012.
What year it is now?
Yeah, where am I?
We went through this already. 2015.
Yeah, we're all having trouble with the year down here.
Yeah, sorry.
But Fred and Tootie Cole put our first 45 out on Tombstone Records. And then we just released another one this last fall. And then we're working on we're not working on it. We're going to put out the LP. It's finished. We're just waiting on a couple other things. So, but that's cool. We've been doing a lot of melding of the genres, because on that, Louis plays on all the songs. That's when he really was like, okay, I'm a Spur.
Right on.
And then, David Lipkin does a guest appearance.
Lippy.
Yeah. And then JT Helmfilst from Adios Amigos and the Headliners plays on it.
Nice.
Dan Lowinger from Don't plays on it. And then Jerry A. from Poison Idea also does a duet with us, which is really cool. We do I won't say it because it's not out yet. So. Yeah.
So when are we going to hear the full length?
It should be, we're shooting for end of May release or June, but definitely within the next few months.
Right. So, very nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And, you know, if we got Sam Henry in the house. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
But
Out he's a great jazz organist.
That's not true. Stop it, Louis.
Totally true.
Hey, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to get a drum set, I had to learn how to play the organ when I was 5 years old, 6 years old,
Yeah.
And I finally got my drums at 8 years old. My snare drum at 8 years old. Then I had to learn how to play the snare drum before I got a drum set.
You have to.
And it was like, so I did everything the old school way. Yeah.
And he plays bagpipes too.
No.
Holy shit.
He's a man of all trades.
I used to play drums in a bagpipe band, and I have a kid's still, yes. I still have my kilt, and I used to play the chanter.
Yeah.
That's like
somebody isolate that comment. He's played drums at a bagpipe band.
10 years old.
Yeah.
That's like, I used to watch Brain Surgery, so I just picked it up. You know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Well, Sam, on from my 2 cents on this side of the fence as a drummer in this town, it's a pleasure having you in the house. It's a real treat. Thank you very much.
Kind of a living legend.
Yeah, I'll say that.
A little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's a thrill for us.
Living? Both. Both. Glad you're living.
And
glad you're
a
legend.
And a lot of legend.
After you leave here and the whiskey and stuff, you might be a little bit living.
Right on. Awesome. Well, why don't we have you guys play a little tune? Louie's going to play a little lead guitar behind everybody and Telly. And Jenny's got an acoustic guitar revved up. And Sam's got brushes and a snare. So we're in business.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, let's play the fire.
You lead us in song, Jenny.
Okay. Don't screw this up, you guys.
She hits me when I'm mad.
Ready? Think my man will be better off if I weren't around. He could have his pick of any girl in this whole town. He could be a millionaire, live any way that he please. He could go wherever he wants without worrying about me. And the fire burns both of us. And the fire burns both of us. And the fire burns both of us. Stay out every night, never have to come back home. I could write a million songs, none of them about love. I could see whoever I want with no one else to think of. But the fire burns both of us. Yes, the fire burns both of us. Yes, the fire burns both of us.
Jenny Dilton Spurs, the helm.
Very nice. That's fantastic. That sounded great, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent.
So what's the immediate future hold, you guys? I mean, what's coming up?
We're working on, once this record gets out, me and Kelly are, luckily Kelly sucked us all in that we're obsessed with going to Europe now, so... That's the next thing on the plate. So
well, I wanted to ask you about that because you guys have had Don't over
twice.
A couple of times, and I kind of followed those from afar. It's been fun. You guys posting pictures and stuff.
It's really fun.
How has that kind of shaped the whole artistic thing for you, Jenny? How you received the stuff that you're writing?
It's definitely
kind of impacted it.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely more inspirational just to see that it's achievable because it was something. Before that was just like, oh yeah, bands do that. That's really cool. You know, I never actually thought that like I would do that. It just seemed like something that was really hard, or you had to have, you know, a major label or a lot of people backing you or something. But I mean, it definitely is a lot of work, but it's very cool to see that the support over there, it makes it much better than touring the States.
Yeah, country and Americana music in Europe.
Yeah, it's huge.
Does great numbers.
Well, yeah. And even for Don't, like, Don't's not a big band or anything. Yeah. And then we're over there a few times, and at one of the shows, there's like a line out the down the block to the merch table, and I was like, it's like they think we're famous.
Yeah.
I don't think they know who we are. Right. But it's cool, and like touring the States here, it kicks your fucking ass, and you put in all your effort, and then you play a show to 10 people, and they're like, are you done yet? Here's $20. Get the fuck out of here. And then, you know, so it's kind of inspiring to be like, wow, there's a land of people that love music.
Yeah.
And they want to, we could go back to it.
Yeah. And it's not like touring the Western U.S. where it's like, okay, I got to get in the van, drive 8 hours.
Or yeah. even more. Like, we've had some drives, like, from what?
We did Missoula to Fargo.
Yeah. Oh. And then I had to go
to... he's like, let's just keep going. I don't want to stop. No. There's nowhere to even stop.
Yeah, that's all of North Dakota.
And then even in Fargo, I pretty much had to go downstairs and juggle with the other show to get people to come up to our...
Yeah.
The Don't Show. There was this band playing, and
there was two people
at our show, and downstairs there's this open mic night, and it's like crowded, packed full of people, and there's this guy on stage playing this terrible out-of-tune guitar, and I was like, hey, let me sing with you or something. And he's like, okay. So finally I just threw the guitar behind me, and we just sang like some Patsy Cline songs. And they're like, wow, that was great. I was like, well, our band's playing upstairs, and there's no one up there. And they're like, there's a venue upstairs?
Wow.
Yeah.
They've been going there for years, and the guy that owned the club upstairs goes, how'd you get those people to come up here? They've never come up here.
Yeah. There's like 40 people that came up and bought our merch.
Asked them to?
Yeah.
What a nutty idea.
Yeah.
Gets a little cold in Fargo. The brain freezes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's not a lot.
The right side of the lobe's a little
funk. But it's funny because Sam and them are like, where were you? Where have you been? Oh, I was just downstairs like singing for this thing. I was like, we're trying to get, sitting down there watching. I was like, how can we get people to watch us? Ah. So it's cool though, like touring in Europe, it seems like they're like, oh, great show. Here's your dinner. Here's where you're sleeping. And here's sandwiches for tomorrow. And we'll see you in the morning for breakfast. I'm like, what?
Wow.
That's awesome.
Who are you people?
Yeah. Like, well, we invited you. I was telling Sam, I was like, we kind of invited ourselves, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Just roll with it.
So it's very inspiring just to, you know, of course, like playing music and writing music and playing with friends is enough. But it is cool to see that there are people that support it. Not saying that there aren't here, because obviously Portland has a great support group.
Sure.
But, you know, if you're thinking, it's like, what do I want to do for the year? It's nice to have, you know, that outlook.
Do people who know you as Don't over there, are they getting wind of what you're doing now? And are they expecting and wanting?
Yeah.
You know, like,
definitely.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Because I think we all run both sides of that gambit, right? We could listen to Don't and listen to Jenny and
Thanks.
The Spurs easy and enjoy both of that. But some people are just like, no, this is my road, right?
Yeah.
So you already have that following over there. It'd be good to translate, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's cool because Kelly's on tour, and so our label is Doomtown Sounds, and so Kelly brings a lot of the releases with him on other tours and sells them. And I've already, like, some people have sent me photos of the Spurs 45. They're like, look what I just bought.
Great artwork and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, awesome, can't wait to see it. So it is cool. People are getting a little...
They're stoked.
Buzz.
They're ready to go.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Louie, ready?
Nice work.
The Laurel Thirst will miss you for a couple weeks.
Months?
No.
Just pour me into a Sprinter and take me to Belgium.
Yeah. We're huge in Belgium.
Yeah. Awesome. Our favorite place right now is Satine, Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Austin.
It's really far east, and you have to drive like through all these little teeny country roads to get there. Like
beautiful countryside too. It's
and we played in a fallout bomb shelter, and they ripped me off the stage and carried me around, and it was really fun, and it was a bunch of like teenagers, and hardly anybody speaks English, and it was the one of the shows that I really felt like we were on tour, like we're really somewhere far away.
We were far away.
Let's be real, you were far away.
Yeah, considering most people know
out there, and when they get it, and then it's like they just really love it. It's like really exciting. It's like being in high school again, and it's like all of a sudden there's no music around here, and people love to just want to hear music and rock out, and that's what happens over there. That's really cool.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
It's
I think you're finding some of that in the States, though, because I think a lot of bands now, or at least bands on this kind of level, are hitting the smaller towns a lot more because those towns are looking for for the music. And they're, you know, it's Portland's great and Seattle's great, but it's like you get a lot of this when you go to shows.
Oh, totally.
People standing there with their arms folded and like they've seen it before and they're like, you know.
Nirvana, what can you show me?
Yeah, exactly. Sun Nirvana at the Styricon.
I'm sorry, who?
So, yeah, there's a lot of that in the States. So I think, you know, probably the smaller towns around the U.S. probably relate a little bit more. Like
that's happening here. I mean, you got your Burke and your Wildwood out in Willamina and all sorts of places that are grabbing these bands and saying, come on out, come on out.
It's funny because we're
Trout Lake.
Yeah, we're going to be playing in Long Beach.
Astoria and Long Beach. Mm-hmm. God, it's funny you mentioned Willamina. When I was 16 years old, my dad dragged me out to Willamina. We stopped in a bar, and he goes, why don't you just sit in? I was like, Dad, don't make me do that. So, and then it's like, I had to play the whole set with the band. And I was like, okay. And I was like, your kid's really good. I was like a freshman in high school.
Nice. Excellent.
There's a history there in Willamina.
Yeah, there
I think we're
is.
Onto something. Yeah. The true vine.
There's a line there, for sure.
Awesome.
Well, it's cool with the country stuff, too, though. I feel like rock music is great, and I love it, but it seems like a lot of places are really oversaturated with it, and there's tons of bands, and people are like, oh, I don't want to see a show. And it's like watching Louis' bands or any of these like roots bands, people love, like the crowd is really energetic and really love it, and the shows are really fun, and it seems like, for the most part, if you go watch this kind of style of band, you're guaranteed to have like a really fun time, or the band's going to be good. You don't have to like be like, oh God, I gotta get out of here. So I think that's pretty inspiring in this genre at the moment too.
Right on. Why don't we have them do another song, I guess?
Yeah, we'd love that.
That'd be awesome.
All right, what do you guys got cooking for us here?
We'll play another. So both of these are the one we just played, and this next one are songs that are going to be on the LP. So we'll play The Note, the slower one. But remember this one?
You're, keys in it.
You forget it?
Keys in it.
You know, they're a G. The old G.
It's the one I remember.
There's a note on the table.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Most excellent.
Killer dudes. Fantastic. Yes, indeed.
That was great.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Jenny Doan and the Spurs.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You guys have a show coming up at Mississippi Studios.
Yes.
Is that right?
We're playing on March 17th with Louis opening. He's doing a solo thing. And then we're playing, and then Lucas Nelson is playing as Willie Nelson's son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real.
Yeah.
If you can't remember what the 17th is, folks, that's St. Patrick's.
Yeah. if you're unsure,
it's
check your gutter for green beer.
Yeah, it's like a week from Tuesday. And some of us are all right with that.
No Blarney!
Yes. Oh, right on.
No Blarney Stones.
2015.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by.
Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah,
this has been a ton of fun. We're having a great time in the helm.
Yep.
And,
it's like a perfect spot for this.
It is.
Like
well, thank you.
Perfect
you
dig atmosphere.
It? Great.
It's a really
thank
wonderful
you.
Place, you guys. This is
great.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much for having
we like it so much we come here all the time.
And you're always welcome back, yeah. Honestly.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thanks
Jenny,
so
Louie, Sam, thank you. You guys have been great guests, and the music's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Brad, look for Jenny Doan and the Spurs in a town in the Czech Republic near you.
Yeah, pay attention.
And we're going to play one of theirs off their...
Yeah, you want to rip one?
Yeah, the Red Lantern recording sessions. All right, they're going to shut my old man down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, and then we're going to carry on again one more song of theirs with You Win Again, and then we'll kick back into our songs.
Wow, Hank Williams.
All righty, enjoy, folks.
One, two, three, four. Deep within my love. Because in the heart
Hey, welcome back to That Much Further West, the podcast.
You win again, Mike Lee.
Do I?
You do.
What did I win?
You win a little Hank Williams.
Is that code for your penis? Just curious.
A little Hank Williams.
Little Hank Williams.
Wow. You took it there, didn't you?
Well, that was too easy.
You could call him Hank Williams Sr. or Hank Williams Jr. Yeah,
little Bo Cephas.
Got a Bo Cephas sticker on his 442 and he lit him up just for fun.
Just for fun.
We just took it right into the gutter and I love it.
That's a good winner.
Hey, we're over an hour into the show. The gutter is usually is here way before that.
What a great time here.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun.
Jenny Don, Spurs.
Eric had a drumgasm.
I did. My wife, so you guys, both of you saw me make the, my wife had to come over and say, like, did you just call him a jerk off when you were doing that? I was like, are you kidding me? No, I was like drumgasming. And she's like, oh, I get it now. Yeah, I totally get it
now. See, that clear communication is what makes a marriage strong.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you just wanna say those kind of things.
You want to keep that right there.
Shelby, if you're going to keep standing there like that, the show's going to go
to a
sign
halt.
Track.
Please, come join us.
Welcome to the show, Shelby.
Yeah, I could be doing a lot worse over here.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, right on.
You could be sitting next to us two ugly stuff right here.
Yeah, yeah, good luck on that. Well, Shelby, thanks for being here. It's a ton of fun.
Great tunes by Jenny Don't and the Spurs.
Yep.
Yes.
You can reach out now and get their. You can download their stuff at Bandcamp.
Yep.
You can purchase their singles online, and now a full length coming.
Yep.
In May or June.
Kelly Halliburton, if you're out there in Europe, we missed you having you in here. You're a god.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure you're pretty bummed.
Well, the fourth spur. We're missing the fourth spur.
Shout out to the problems, all the guys.
Yeah, the problems.
Problems.
All of you.
All right, Jenny.
Sorry about all your problems.
For real.
You're touring in Europe and all that kind of stuff.
So.
Mike Lee.
Yes.
You got some songs. Tell us about them.
I do. I got some 500 Miles to Memphis. They just put out a new album within the past couple months.
Oh.
And they're a band out of Cincinnati. Nick Foltz is...
Nick Foltz, Cincinnati?
Yeah. Knows them well. And they were actually supposed to play a show at Truck Stop Darlin', but Truck Stop was on tour. The one tour I booked for you.
And then there was that other time they were going to play with us, and they got a flat tire. No.
Oh, sorry. Is Nick coming in?
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Is Jenny's mic still alive? Nick, get in there.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Number four. Jumped in there.
We want to hear the true story. What's the story of the Truck Stop Darlin'?
500 Miles to Memphis.
We tried to set up a show with them. My buddy was in the band, and he was like, hey, we're coming out to Portland. Let's set up a show. I was like, hey, I know a guy who runs this venue. It's a truck stop. It's going to be perfect. They pay us whether we bring people in or not. It's wonderful.
Seriously.
And they give us booze.
Hotel rooms.
It's wonderful.
They'll get wasted. 500
miles. There'll be no one there, and you'll still get paid.
It was like traveling to Europe, but just 2 miles up the road.
Right.
I saw that show. The show, the 500 miles
just like
did
North
at the truck
Portland.
Stop.
Yeah, with Rujak.
And we ended up partying with those guys deep into the night.
So he broke his arm? Is that what you're saying?
They said that their drummer injured himself or something like that. I think they alluded to like a broken arm
or something
like that, where he couldn't play the drums. It wasn't like, oh, he's
got a hangnail.
Tore his hamstring or something like that. Like
Well, that'd be a little hamperous to play the kick.
I guess. I'm trying to think. There's not much you can do to a drummer that doesn't fuck up their ability to play the drums, I think.
There's not much that a drummer does that doesn't fuck up his own ability to play the drums.
Losing an arm to a shark or something.
What's that?
Losing an arm to a shark. Oh, a lot of blow. Horse tranquilizers.
What has not evidence sucks.
You can't play drums on horse tranquilizers, evidently.
There's
a video
debilitating.
Keith Moon. Keith Moon. Yeah.
That's right, Keith Moon, everybody. Know your fucking history.
I could imagine how that felt.
So anyway, I don't have any horse tranquilizers. So.
All right. But anyways, so that was...
After 500 miles to Memphis, I got some Grand Parsons. No need for explanation there.
Exactly.
The Super Suckers. Little shout out to the Eddie Spaghetti family.
Yeah.
He wrecked his...
his wife and kids travel around with him everywhere, and they have an Airstream. They hit black ice in Oklahoma, totaled their Airstream, totaled their Pathfinder.
And he did? Oh.
And so they're kind of stuck in this weird kind of limbo place, trying to get it fixed and trying to keep going on tour. So he's kind of in that spot. And then after that, I played some Sodegaard Docky, which, you know, he's a friend of the...
played out at the barn?
Yeah, he played at the Hoot. Played at the barn. He's just a...
He took a little time out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's like, it looks like he's coming back full force again. So.
Yeah, and he's in one of my wife's favorite punk bands from back in the 90s.
Excellent.
Yes, and I wish I could remember the name off the top of my head.
Sorry.
I can't.
Sorry. Yep.
So, Eric, here's what I want to do. Let's play Mike's songs.
Yep.
We'll stop with one song left. We'll do a little shout out to the shows folks should see locally and out there.
Yep.
We
yep.
know. And then we'll play that one Willie Nelson song.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
How's that song?
Found out he died today. So
he's still alive. Yeah. Quit lying to everyone.
We need to
stop
do a
it.
Tribute
stop
to the
now.
Great Willie Nelson. He died today.
Yeah, what a
at
bummer.
At the age of 82.
In his house in Maui.
Yes.
The guy found
the
him.
The gardener found him.
Gardener found him with a big old
spliff
in his
dead.
Teeth.
Yeah, so. Like, folks, he's not dead. He's stoned. Look at all that hot pants.
He's in a tranquil state.
There.
He's in a tranquil state.
He was
like, there's
showing
hot pants over there.
There's a lot of hugging going on over here. Hot pants check.
Let's do both.
All right. Hot pants check.
Oh, double
oh,
hot pants.
Hot wow. pants.
Hey, I love how this show yeah. is turning out.
This has really been the best
This is
show
the best
ever.
Podcast.
It really is. I'm just going to hit play. I'm
Go.
Done.
Good thing we don't have video.
Where did the time go? It's getting late. I've got to say so long for night. Well, I was young once. I used to be the life of a party. Those days are gone. I have my fair share.
sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. She used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. The streets of
Thank you. Rolling into Baton Rouge, coming down from all them pills we took, and I crossed them Paris lines. Sing the words to a worn-out song, got a dead man's money tucked in your arm, and I see you by yourself a little sympathy. Thursday morning, Sunday best, I got a second line drum beating in my chest, and a crescent city moon, little smile. Maybe I ain't where I thought I would be, but wherever I'm going, I'll be fine. Radio's playing on Prairie Bethlehem, but take a pill for your troubles, little drink for your sins. And all the doctors, Professor Kings, couldn't fix the queen and got her back in New Orleans. And I do declare we show ahead of us the time. Professor Kings couldn't fix the queen and got her back in New Orleans, and I do declare we show ahead of us the time. Throwing up from all them pills we took, and sometimes things ain't what they seem. Thursday morning, Sunday best, I got a second line drum beating in my chest. Now, do declare we show ahead of us the time.
That was Soda Gardaki with Gutter Queen. And I remember the band he was in was Jose, it was called Wax.
Yeah.
They're a great band out of LA. Yeah.
Soda, you would never think about Soda being from Chicago, but he is. He is from Chicago. Yeah.
And seeing him, you would never think that he was like in a total, like, full on, like, punk rock band in LA in the 90s.
Right.
But he was. Wax. And with Joe Sib, who coincidentally started Side One Dummy Records, which signed Flogged Molly, which would be their biggest signing.
Brad.
Ooh. And who do we know is out on tour with Flogged Molly?
No, he's not. Brian is on tour with the Dropkick Murphys.
And I'm an asshole.
That's okay. Very similar.
Flogging Molly, Dropkick.
So we want to thank again Jenny Don't and the Spurs for being here.
Yep.
And we also want to mention that they are going to be playing Tuesday, March 17th with Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real at Mississippi Studios. And again on April 17th with Stars of Cascadia with Miller and Sasser. Nope, wrong show.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Freddie and Toady Cole unplugged with Jenny Doan and the Spurs at Mississippi Studios.
Oh, wow, that's called Toady. Yeah.
Toady. Sorry.
Toady.
Yeah. Toady.
Toady.
There's been a lot of whiskey in me since I got here.
You'd say like a New York mafioso. Yeah,
Tutti. I got whiskey in me. Tutti.
Fred and Tutti. I got Fred a show Tutti. Coming up.
Yeah. You know, I think something going on.
On the,
over by there.
On the 14th of March, we got Silver Lake 66 with Davis Kane from Dust and Thirst at Corkscrew Wine Bar.
Yep, go see that show.
On the 15th, we got Kahalen Morrison and Country Hammer at the Landmark Saloon.
I will be there.
Nice.
Yes.
After the hoot.
As we mentioned, on the 17th, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Rio with Jenny Don't and the Spurs and Louis Longmire at Mississippi Studios.
Sensational.
We also got Crystal Lane and the Hurt at Dante's. Did you just say that?
No, I did not.
All right,
picked
perfect.
It up where it belongs.
Good. James Sasser with Evening Bell.
This
and
is
Cedar
my
Shakes.
Show. Yeah. Can I just get on?
Yeah, talk
this
about
one?
It on okay. the 19th.
Really quickly, if you we're gonna be in here recording on the 19th, and if you guys could cut me loose. I'd really like to run down to Laurel Thirst to see Evening Bell. I hope I do not miss them. I hope they play last.
I cannot.
That way, you know.
Philly, I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you this way. It is the Get Right Gospel review in here on the 19th.
Yeah, I know.
I cannot imagine it ending early.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, if you need to sneak out, you should just leave without telling us.
Right, yeah.
We should maybe start at 6.
Yeah.
And get and then, you know, the whiskey will start flowing.
Yeah, you
and,
should just go without us.
Let me just check that.
On
I wouldn't miss
21st,
the Gaslight Anthem with with Northcote at Wonder Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Northcote?
Yes.
I really hope that we're able to do something with Northcote.
I believe we will.
On that same day, up at Music on the Mounds, Tommy V, Uncle Tom.
It's mine.
Yes. On the 22nd of March, Hooray for the Riff Raff and Adia Victoria at the Aladdin Theater.
And then there's a little show at the Doug Fir on the 25th, just right after that.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy that day. I don't think I'll be there.
Let's see. It's got Jenny Owen Youngs.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Brannan.
Heard Corey Brannan, Bloodshot artist.
Bloodshot
Corey
artist, Corey Brannan, yes.
And Tim motherfucking Barry.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yep, see you there.
And then also,
matter of fact, if all you aren't there, and we stop listening to the show.
And we cannot. And we can't go without mentioning the Chad Lanning, Heather Joe, double 40th birthday party.
When we're gathering next, we're going to have,
we will,
theoretically, we have
them.
The Get Rights Gospel Review in the helm next time we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be
and
out of control.
And announced since the last time we talked about the Get Right show. Fruit Jack will be closing out the night.
Yeah.
At the world famous Kenton Club.
Oh, look out. I'm just getting news now. Low Light is playing.
321?
That's March 21st at Secret Society Ballroom.
Who with?
Is my mic not on?
We'll be sharing the evening with La Rivera and Biggie and the Stomp.
Ooh. Biggie and the Stomp. All right.
Biggie and the Stomp.
Very nice. Right.
Fantastic.
This just in.
Well, Hoot Family Showcase.
Breaking news.
No.
Philly, Hoot Family Showcase?
Hoot Family Showcase is what? Thursday the 26th?
Yep.
Yeah, see you there.
Sandwich in between Tim Barry.
I may or may not be getting
review.
Naked in front of the crowd.
Yeah. Look out.
I'll be doing some dancing.
I think he wants your beer, not your microphone.
That's what you
Whoa.
Want. I'm sorry.
What just happened here? Hot pants.
Thank you. Nick and I have been sharing
Hot
beers all
pants.
Night. Just so you know, I finished that Rainier.
All right, we got one last song.
You know what? We're going to hang with family.
Yes.
It's been a great show.
Yes, it has.
It's been a fantastic show. Thank you all for being here. It's been a ton of fun.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody in the helm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jenny Dilton, the Spurs. Sensational.
Shelby just said we're number one.
We're number one. And for those of you who haven't heard.
She pulled the foam finger out, too. Whole bit. I'm sold.
What haven't we heard?
Willie Nelson's dead.
Here's the juice stop.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. He's not dead.
It was a hoax.
Right.
Oh, that was a terrible hoax.
It was a terrible hoax.
He's a ghost?
Okay. Yeah. So enough's enough. He's not dead, and you're all jerks for posting shit like that. And we're going to prove it.
So,
listen to this.
Just real quick, I want to say that you guys know the weather we've been having in Portland.
It's like spring.
Super.
Yeah, my yard is like, hey, it's March.
Super uncloudy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Willie Nelson,
nice.
He lives,
nice.
Right? You know, so this song kind of speaks to the run we're having here in Portland in a big, big way.
It's an uncloudy day.
It's an uncloudy day.
And Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real will be at Mississippi Studios with Jenny Don't and the Spurs on St. Patrick's Day.
Woo! It's a win-win. It's big circle. Way to come around with that.
Yay.
10-4, good buddy. Play me some Willie.
Done.
Done.
Oh, awesome.
Enjoy. See you.
Tell me.